Part of the ensuing discourse about light was written at the desire of some gentlemen of the Royal Society in the year 1675, and then sent to their secretary and read at their meetings, and the rest was added about 12 years after to complete the theory, except the third book and the last proposition of the second, which were since put together out of scattered papers. To avoid being engaged in disputes about these matters, I have hitherto delayed the printing, and should still have delayed it, had not the importunity of friends prevailed upon me. If any other papers writ on this subject are got out of my hands, they are imperfect, and were perhaps written before I had tried all the experiments here set down, and fully satisfied myself about the laws of refractions and composition of colors. I have here published what I think proper to come abroad, wishing that it may not be translated into another language without my consent. The crowns of colors which sometimes appear about the sun and moon, I have endeavored to give an account of, but for want of sufficient observations, leave that matter to be farther examined. The subject of the third book I have also left imperfect, not having tried all the experiments which I intended when I was about these matters, nor repeated some of those which I did try, until I had satisfied myself about all their circumstances. To communicate what I have tried, and leave the rest to others for farther inquiry, is all my design in publishing these papers. In a letter written to Mr. Leibniz in the year 1679, and published by Dr. Wallace, I mentioned a method by which I had found some general theorems about squaring curvilinear figures, or comparing them with the conic sections, or other the simplest figures with which they may be compared. And some years ago I lent out a manuscript containing such theorems, and having since met with some things copied out of it, I have on this occasion made it public, prefixing to it an introduction, and subjoining a scholium concerning that method. And I have joined with it another small tract concerning the curvilinear figures of the second kind, which was also written many years ago and made known to some friends who have solicited the making it public. Advertisement 2. In this second edition of these optics, I have omitted the mathematical tracts published at the end of the former edition as not belonging to the subject. And at the end of the third book, I have added some questions. And to shew that I do not take gravity for an essential property of bodies, I have added one question concerning its cause, choosing to propose it by way of a question, because I am not yet satisfied about it for want of experiments.